Omar Ahmad, the founder of CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, said, "Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran, the Muslim book of scripture, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam the only accepted religion on earth." Did you know that CARE was created by the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamic supremacist organization that pioneered 20th century Islamic terrorism and sanctions violence against civilians? Did you know that CARE only has about 5,000 members despite a membership fee of just $10? CARE represents the opinions of only 12% of Muslims in America, according to Gallup. CARE receives financial support from foreign powers who have also provided direct support to the said Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, and Hamas. CARE has solicited money from sponsors of terror and received their financial support from convicted terrorists. Yes, you heard me right. CARE founders have praised terrorists to Muslim audiences and said that suicide bombers are acting on the behalf of Islam. CARE has raised funds for terrorists under the guise of helping 9/11 victims. CARE also has board members that have called for the overthrow of the United States and the imposition of Islamic law. This only makes sense as to why Mustafa Carroll, CARE director from Houston, Texas, said, "If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land." CARE has suggested applying Sharia punishment, i.e. the death penalty, to users who criticize Islam on the internet. At least 15 high-level CARE staff members have been under federal investigation for ties to Islamic terror. CARE has discouraged Muslims from cooperating with law enforcement and has spent more time and money advocating on behalf of convicted terrorists than for their victims. Did you also know that Muslim migration has doubled in the decades since September 11th, 2001, and that over 60% of migrants to America actually favor Sharia law? And just think, this subversive organization wants you to believe that they are somehow the victims advocating a religion of peace?
We review the terrorist actors of most concern in the current environment and those who are most likely to shape the future of the threat to the United States. In the United States homeland, Jewish, Arab, and Muslim communities are facing a heightened threat environment. Here, we remain concerned about lone actors mobilizing to violence against innocent civilians inspired by Hamas's attacks or by other groups' calls for terrorism. This is consistent with our years-long assessment that the individual or small cells of violent extremists, whether inspired by Al-Qaeda, by ISIS, by a racial or ethnic animus or other causes, are the most likely to carry out a successful attack in the United States or Europe. In addition to lone actors, hierarchically organized groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS remain of concern. They are seeking to capitalize on this moment to galvanize supporters and organize for attacks. Their ability to do so from their core operating arenas is much diminished after years of counterterrorism pressure, but we are monitoring closely any attempts to leverage this crisis to rebuild or refocus against the United States. Of particular concern are the ISIS and Al-Qaeda affiliates in West and East Africa, the Al-Qaeda branch in Yemen, and the ISIS branch that is operating out of Afghanistan. More regionally, Iran and its proxies are a significant concern, principally for their ability to generate attacks in the Middle East that could have significant escalatory consequences. While we have no intelligence to indicate that Iran or its proxies had foreknowledge of Hamas's 7 October attack, we remain focused on Iranian and Iranian-linked activity in support of Hamas and directed against the United States since the conflict's outbreak. Already, Iranian-aligned militant groups have conducted over 24 attacks
against
U.S. forces.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm just going to get into this right away. I am going to point you to sonsoflibertymedia.com for social media platforms, as well as beforeitsnews.com. Do subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the schedule, so on and so forth. By the way, we just got picked up. We're going to be doing an event in Colorado. We're looking for another date in Colorado right now, and it seems that that one might be transpiring as well. So we'll keep you posted. We'll keep you abreast, but do check out sonsoflibertymedia.com and go over to the schedule if you wouldn't mind. Also, if you want to find out where you can get us, if you're on the road, put it up to your Bluetooth, whatever the case is, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, you'll see us right on the right side over there. It's called BBS Radio Number 1. It says click here, listen live. It has everything and anything that you're going to need to listen to the show 24/7. Again, at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Real quick, again, let's get into this. Yesterday, I'd highlighted a video. It's treason, ex-Somalia PM, Prime Minister. Rep. Omar doesn't represent America. She represents Somalia. Now, you guys have all seen this, right? She said, and I'm sorry, the former PM said of Ilhan Omar, he said, the success of Ilhan is the success of Somalia. And she is just devilishly sitting there looking at everything that this devil has to say. But one must beg the question, why are they in America? One of the things that people don't want to listen to until it begins to transpire right in front of their faces, like this particular instance and situation that we're now dealing with. I've been telling you since 2009, just like Fox News did in CNN, that is when they blurted the truth out blurted out the truth in their confusion. It's interesting to note, we've been telling you that there's 35 jihadi camps on American soil now. Now we see that they're being what? Overfilled and overflowed with what? The military-age men coming from the Middle East who hate America. They want to conquer America. They want to destroy America. And P.S., this is the history of the Somalian people. But I'll let that transpire as well throughout the video so you can understand the hostility that they have towards us in this country. But again, what I'm telling you, friends, is people don't want to listen until it begins to happen. But people don't understand. Another thing that we did is took the time to highlight history concerning under Adolf Hitler and how he used the Muslims to kill off his political opposition within and without. You know, nobody wants to listen to that. They think it's far-fetched. They think it's conspiratorial. Well, guess what, friends? Biblically, conspiracies are very real. As a matter of fact, if you do your homework in 1 Kings and 2 Kings, you're going to find it over and over and over again. The overthrow of kingdoms and overthrow of kingships, in the gist, and the list goes on. That is, again, in 1 Kings and 2 Kings. You'll find it over and over again. If you'd like to make a point of reference, go to Jeremiah 11:9 concerning conspiracy and what transpires. Do your homework, and you're going to find that Matthew Henry does a fantastic breakdown back in the 1700s concerning what conspiracy looks like and what the people act like during those particular times, because it is very applicable as to what's going on here today. We also know, going back to what's happening here under Ilhan Omar, the mainstream media is highlighting her. They're trying to put her up as America's little darling. Interestingly enough, for 18 years, we were told that we were under attack by Muslims. And now anybody that speaks out against them infiltrating government and them attempting to overthrow our government within the United States of America, now the same mainstream media is right there to demonize you or to an attempt to browbeat you into submission. I'm here to tell you that ain't going to fly on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're ruled by law, not by color, not by race, whatever the case might be. We're not that ignorant, folks. We're all in this together, like it or not, Acts 17:26. Now, I also want to say this, friends. When you're going to process throughout this video, again, I want you to pay in particular attention to the hostility that these people have towards us in America, namely in Minnesota right now, and that's what I'm going to highlight under Ilhan Omar. Also consider that the governor, treasonous governor, Article 3, Section 3, Tim Walz, has Jelani Hussein, who is a part and the head of CARE, sitting at his board. And it's also interesting to note that we have a traitor to himself. Nobody takes the guy serious. They hate his guts, not just Tim Walz, but also Keith Ellison, who's from Michigan, who's a complete traitor to his country and has committed the act of treason time and time again. But what's interesting and what you need to take note of here, friends, is they want to bring in both the said attorney general, who was not voted in by the people. He was appointed by the CIA to do the things that he's doing, as well as Tim Walz, who's from Nebraska. They both want to pull in 200 to 300% more Muslims in particular into America. Why? Well, I highlighted it last week when I showed you, friends, that they want to demographically change who we are as a people. They want to Europeanize America. Again, this is why all the censorship, illegal censorship, this is why we have been suppressed every step of the way, is because we're the ones telling you the truth, and we know we're the ones telling you the truth. And those that are telling you the truth, they're the ones that are being censored. So without further ado, I just want to get to this video. I have to read it for you. This is the former PM, Hassan Kair. He said, Rep. Omar doesn't represent America. She represents Somalia. That is the definition of treason, Article 3, Section 3. And let's go ahead and begin to check this video out. Representative Ilhan Omar, who has written the name of Somalia with a golden pen. This is in Minnesota, friends. The interests of Ilhan are not Ilhan's. Ilhan's admiring him, lavishing her admiration upon this PM, as you can see in the video, if you're there. It is not the interest of Minnesota. Nor is it the interest of the American people. They're doing this right in the light of day, America. Put that up against Deuteronomy 28:43. Nor the interest of Ilhan is that of the Somalian people and Somalia. That's what it is. The interest of Ilhan is that of the Somalian people and Somalia. How many times has she been busted for this treason, friends? The success of Ilhan is the success of Somalia. And that carries a heavy meaning to us. I'm me speaking in the name of the Somalian people. This is a fundraiser for Ilhan Omar. I'm going to come right back to this in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well. We'll be right back after this hard break.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media.
Maybe.
Instead, we tell you the truth.
Smaller 1-3 or 1-2-3.
Email us to get your free sample copy.
What says?
Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com.
How many times
also,
does
watch our TV program
the voting system need to be exposed for electoral fraud?
.net.
Before the American
Mike
people
Lindell
wake up
here.
To what's going on here.
Like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We
but
face
the
massive
but the time people wake up
issues.
In this country, it's too late.
And I can tell you from firsthand experience,
embarrassing.
There are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to BBSRadio.com.
We're going to come right back to this, guys. Okay, we're going to get back to this, folks. This is the former Somalian Prime Minister singing the praises of Omar. And I'm going to let him continuously say what needs to be said here, folks, so you understand the definition of treason. But it's interesting how she's being protected by the powers that are within. And if you look at what federal government and state governments are doing simultaneously, they're both doing the same thing, aren't they? They're alluring these people into this country, then they're protecting them against the people. That is Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Let's keep going on here. He goes on and says, me speaking in the name of the Somalian people, everywhere they are on the planet, I'm asking that you support and give money to Ilhan's campaign. To support her with the votes. Okay? Then he goes on. Hang on a second. I just accidentally went forward. Sorry about that. I'm asking that you support and give money to Ilhan's campaign to support her with your votes
That is skin.
Tell your neighbors and your friends and anyone you know to come out and support Ilhan Omar. So that you can ultimately vote for her. And knock every door you can for her, he said. So that she can be reelected. She's not elected by the people, friends. She's planted. Just like presidents aren't not elected, they're selected. Roosevelt told us this in the 30s. It's exactly what's happening here. They want to break down the system. What is the history of the CIA, friends? What is the history of the CIA? To overthrow governments. It's exactly what they've done, and it's exactly what they're doing on a worldwide basis right now, and that's exactly who these people are representing. They're stooges. They are, at the end of the day. They're just being used for their political purposes, and when them purposes are all over with, friends, guess what? They rid them people as well. They just don't listen, and they don't learn when it comes to the Word of God. What is your promise? Your promise is to come shoulder to shoulder to be Ilhan's shield. And vote for her again. With all of you working together. Thank you all and God bless. Wow. So the former Somalian PM says, Rep. Omar doesn't represent America. She doesn't represent Minnesota. She represents Somalia. You are to be her shield. You need to give her your money. You need to go knock on doors for her. What is this about? What is this about, friends? It's exactly what it looks like, friends. Now, I got to tell you this because after I watched this with you yesterday, I pondered it. And as I pondered it, I took the time to take this video and to send it to the local sheriff. Not a peep. I sent it to one of our senators, Bruce Anderson. Not a peep. Sent it to Senator Eric Lucero. Not a peep. Sent it to Walter Hudson. By the way, I called him on the way back to the show today. Not a peep, but I got in the information up to him as to what's going on, and it's exactly what I suspected. No one's being triggered by what's happening in their backyards. You will be, maybe not now, but you will be, friends, because they are demographically growing and colonizing in your backyard for the very purpose that when they're 25% or more, go ahead and look to the UK. We've had Tommy Robinson on the show with us warning America as to what is being played out right now. Also sent out another video, this video that I just played for you, to Pam Altendorf. Not a peep. Sent out another one to our another representative. Not a peep. Do you understand why we must take responsibility for what's going on? Because even the best that you have as your said representatives are still sitting on their hands. Matter of fact, what I was told today by Walter, he's a friend of mine. I'm a little frustrated with him right now. But in all fairness, friends, he said, I'm waiting for marching orders. I want to tell you what your marching orders are. Use a little common sense that the Lord gave you. Everybody knows what's happening right now is treasonous and treason that's being committed against the American people. And they're waiting for marching orders. Let me give you your marching orders. Because one of the things that one of the representatives said to me was this, and I'm talking about Walter Hudson. You know, I need to pray about it. No. I said, you don't need to pray. I'm tired of Americans talking about how they need to pray. No, you're hiding behind what you haven't done. You're supposed to stand ready. We're supposed to be vigilant. We're to be quickened by the Holy Ghost. We are to lay to heart the issues in which we face today. Well, some people don't want to listen to that here. Let me give you a little more history so you might understand the severity as to what is taking place here. John Wesley said over 300 years ago concerning the Muslims. He said, ever since the religion of Islam appeared into the world, Islam, the espousers of it have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations, rending and tearing all that fell into their merciless paws, and grinding them with iron teeth, that numberless cities are raised from the foundation and only their name remaining. That many countries, which were once as the garden of God, are now a desolation and a desolate wilderness. And that so many once numerous and powerful nations are vanished from the earth, such was and is at this day the rage, the fury, the revenge of these destroyers of mankind. This is the evil of man, not the evil of God. God is not evil. He is not the creator of evil. He takes the evil of man, and then he brings judgment upon both sides. I know some people want to act like this is just happening by chance, but I'm here to tell you it is not. My Father is in charge of all things. The Bible says he is the king of the earth. He is the governor of all nations. The government is upon his shoulders. And Americans, because the American people have not listened to up to this point, what are they doing? They're beginning to grow. They're beginning to colonize more and more. And why? Because the people will not come together under the Lord. And I want to tell you what, the judgment that I'm talking about falls upon a people that refuse the mercy of God. Mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Yes, but that's to a repentant people. That's to a repentant nation. And when we refuse his mercy and his love, which the American people have, there's no gratitude in this country whatsoever. If there was, they would not tolerate what the Lord condemns. And because of it, the Lord is pointing to America now and saying, okay, listen, incrementally, this is what's happening. If you'd only read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, and you will see in great specificity as to what's being played out in your country right now. And if we don't want to listen to that, it's going to go into greater degrees. And we're already in the greater degrees, as you can well see. Your said representatives, both federal and state government, are the ones that are planting and protecting these people that mean to conquer this country. You say what you will, but action speaks a lot louder than words, and so does inaction. And that's what's happening right now. Had a phone call this morning. I'm sorry, not a phone call, but a message that was sent to me earlier today saying, Bradley, after they seen this video on yesterday's show and they heard this on the radio program yesterday, they said, I immediately called the governor's office and my congressman, and both replied with, we're doing all that we can do. Really? We're doing all that we can do. Really? Now, if a preacher goes out and tells the truth and exposes these people for who they are, you have to understand that the powers that are tolerated by the American people, they are empowering and adding strength to the tyrants that mean to put out the rest of the light through guys like us. They want to put out the light that you have. They don't want the truth. They hate the truth. I mean, these fools, friends, and the Bible says those that trust in their own hearts are fools. And it also tells us in the book of Jeremiah, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? They trust in that heart, that fallen heart. And the Lord calls them fools. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 13:13, those that despise the word despise their own soul. It's not just the bad guys that are despising the word. It's those that call themselves the good guys. Yesterday, I brought up Edmund Burke when he said, and I have a lot of respect for Edmund Burke, but when he said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. Hey, friends, there's nothing further from the truth of that statement. Evil prevails in the land because wicked men allow the evil to prevail. There it is. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV, a place for answers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival as they are being attacked by enemies from all sides. And with global anti-Semitism on the rise, now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone. This summer, from July 28th through the 30th, join Christians United for Israel at our nation's capital for the 2024 Washington, D.C. Summit. Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill and deliver a strong pro-Israel message to your elected officials and state representatives. Gather in solidarity in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Hear from top American and Israeli leaders and experience a night to honor Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting CUFI.org/summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
BBS Radio TV, we've connected the world. We're like a makeover show for your brain.
BBS Radio TV, free unmolested content from A to Z. We don't limit the content.
We should be up in just a second here, guys.
We won't limit your opinions. You get to decide what's right, what you like, and then live with it. How do you like them apples?
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Check out the store at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Great conversational starters. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also check out the schedule so you know where we're at. Hopefully we're going to be in your backyard. If not, you can go ahead and line that up. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. He's our creator, the Son of God. Amen. There's only one way, folks. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, period. Hebrews 9:27. 2 Corinthians 5:10, Revelation 20, verse 21, verse 8. Start there, folks. You get the point, right? And I'm laughing because it just kept popping up. See, that's what happens here, folks. I'm talking about something, and then before I know it, the word's popping right into my head. It comes from my heart and shoots up into my head. See, God speaks to the heart, not the head. Okay, the head's secondary to the heart. I want to highlight two more things. One of the things that I was just talking about is concerning the CIA. We know that they are the American version of the Gestapo, said Harry Truman, President Truman, back in the 40s. He said, had I known back in the 40s, he would not have given the green light to the American version of Gestapo called the CIA. We know this is a fact. We have a friend, Kevin Shipp. We're going to have him up on the show soon enough. He'll tell you exactly what I'm telling you. He's former CIA, and he's suing the CIA for their crimes against the people. Aside of that, let me give you a quote from John Stockwell, ex-CIA. I want you to listen carefully as to what he says, because what's happening in America is all by design. If you even go back to Cromwell, back in the 1600s, look at how the king, Charles, would not be ruled by Parliament, which would be our Congress. What did he do to try to get rid of his political opposition? He sought the aid of foreign countries. That's why he was beheaded. The people responded, okay? And there's so many different similarities. I mean, look at our forefathers. They threw off a king across the pond that would not be ruled by God. I mean, again, the list goes on and on and on throughout scriptures. But just looking at the evilness and the wickedness of this unconstitutional agency and how they're appointed and how they're used to subvert nations. Listen to what he said. John Stockwell, ex-CIA officer. The CIA, with all its related institutions, is exposed as an agency of destabilization and repression. Throughout its history, it has been organized, and it's organized secret wars, kind of hard to see, that killed millions of people in the world, in third world countries, who had no capability of doing physical harm to the United States of America. So a lot of these constitutional wars, they're all created by these agencies. And who profits more from them than the politicians that want your sons and your daughters to go bleed for their gain? Nope. Read Amos 4. They want a war, they can go fight it themselves. That's just how it is. Our forefathers, that there's a righteous war, because there is scripturally the Lord's wars and there's man's wars. They want to go ahead and create a war? Let's throw them in a ring. That's how we end the war, right there. Also wanted to give you a quote, just so you understand as to the truth of the matter and the truth of the statement that John Stockwell just gave us, former CIA. Let's go over to none other than another one of our friends that was willing to tell the truth. And his name, he was a former French military intelligence agent, Pierre-Henri Bunel. He wrote in April and June of 2004 in the edition of World Affairs, he said, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. You ask the people in the Middle East, they'll tell you the same thing. And any informed intelligent officer knows this, but there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil, only in order to drive the TV watcher to accept a unified international leadership for war against terrorism. Well, look up the word terrorism. Oxford's English Dictionary, the original definition of terrorism is government by intimidation. Who's creating domestic insurrection more than the mainstream media today, along with corrupt politicians? Nobody is. Hey, folks, this continual warfare that you're enduring for no reason whatsoever, this is all created by the people that are supposed to uphold the law against the crimes that they're responsible for committing. Oh, it's a fact. Again, read John 8:44. The country behind this propaganda, said he, is the U.S., and the lobbyists for the U.S. war on terrorism are only interested in making more money. What happens, friends, when all the bad guys that are tolerated by the American people, what happens when they run out of making money? Then they want to consolidate power, because it's no longer about money, because they got all the money that they need. We're already there. It's not about the money anymore, friends. It's about the power. They want to rule your life. They want to dictate your life. And so for all of these scenarios and crisis that they create, notice how it always, what's the pill always in the jam? Money. It always is. That's all you have to do is ask yourself who profits from the pill in the jam. George Bush told us over and over again, by the way, he was the head of the CIA. I mean, that devil's in hell right now where he belongs. Absolutely. How's that working out for you, George, who said over and over again, over 200 times, out of chaos, can we create a new world order? Who's creating the chaos more than those that I've just identified? Nobody. Why do the American people tolerate this nonsense? I have no idea whatsoever. Wanted to highlight something else here, and I'll tell you what, folks. John Whitehead, he is the senior attorney over at Rutherford Institute. He just did an article, and I got to tell you, my first thoughts went exactly where this guy went. And I want you to hear his headline because it's quite telling, to say the least. Rutherford Institute, it's a national law firm, Speak Truth to Power, highlighted the Supreme Court makes the president a dictator for life. Now listen, I have a ton of respect for these guys. A friend, as a matter of fact, I spent some time with him and his wife out in Florida just last year. But I want you to understand something here, friends, that is just absolutely not true. Somebody asked me the question yesterday, Bradley, look at the Supreme Court just did. Now, I said, no. I said, no. Look what the American people just tolerated the Supreme Court to do against the very laws that they're supposed to uphold. You see how this works? You are the law. 1,000 times I've told you this. You are the law under God. But where you disobey God, you're under the curse. The Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey Acts 5:32, not the other way around. But I want to tell you something, folks. This is why I continuously tell you that the Supreme Court is not the final arbiter. They're not there as the final decision makers. Their job is to discover the law that God gave through common law and apply the law, period. Nothing more, nothing less. Not administrative law, which runs counter to the U.S. Constitution. Folks, we could spend the whole show just talking about this, but every single one of those 9 unelected black-robed tyrants sitting on the Supreme Court right now are the ones that are undoing you. And I want to tell you why most of you give way to it, because you think that they are the law. No, they are under the law just like the rest of us are under God. Either we're liberated and we're saved by that grace, Ephesians 2:8 through 10, or we're under the curse because we're lawbreakers. When they violate the law like they are now, the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. There is no getting around it. When we look at what's going on in the Supreme Court and who they are that have been appointed, they're there representing corporations in the corporate world against you. They're protecting their big corporate buddies from you. Look what's going on with big tech right now. People are coming out and saying, look at the Supreme Court just said, you can't go back after the last administration who was violating the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Baloney. That was the whole reason it was given. Hey, folks, if this isn't an advocation of war, can somebody tell me what it is? But I just want to make clear this. They sit during good behavior, talking about the Supreme Court, talking about all three branches of the government, okay? The executive, the judicial, and the legislative. Everybody from the top to the bottom are representatives of we the people. And that government is limited. And if you don't understand that, how do you expect them to understand that? Okay? When you look at Article 6, just point of reference, the greatest servant we have in this country is supposed to be those that are in government, starting with the church first and foremost. We are not in the church, we are not to be ministered unto. We're called to be the ministers unto the people. We're called to be sent ambassadors on the behalf of the people. We're conduits for the Lord to go to the world and seeking and saving that which is lost. And in America, we have a different setting, friends. We are to uphold the laws that he's established to keep us as the light of the world. But if we don't do that, our light's going to go out. And we're going to be like Capernaum. We're going to be cast down from heaven into the lowest of the hells. And that's where we're going right now. Because people are not taking heed. Okay? What I want you to know is when you look at Article 6, Section 2, that is the supremacy clause. That is the law under God. And when you look at Article 2, Section 3, every single person that represents us in government capacity in the halls of government is to faithfully execute the laws found in the Constitution. So this is baloney. We'll be right back.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful
Red,
supporters
white, and blue.
Like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
I'll get him up on the show here.
Standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the dark.
Orders go out next morning.
I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
You receive them within 3 to 5 days.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, by the way, you know, I was talking about Ilhan Omar earlier, and people are noticing this Islamic. It resembles the Islamic flag across the United States. I can tell you right now in the state of Minnesota, I haven't seen anybody put them up yet. So again, what they always do is they always push the lie, and they want you to believe that everybody's going along with it. That is the deception of the mainstream media. Cause the enemy, you and me, the majority of the people, 325.9 million people, to believe that the minority rules the majority. It's just not true, friends. We got to pay attention to what's going on. Here's the other thing you need to think of. And here's the good news. You still have the freedom to do the right thing today, don't you? If it was where they wanted it to be, then why is it that you still have the freedom to do the right thing? Why is it that you're still an armed people? Americans, pay attention. That's why I'm bewildered by people that just throw their hands up in the air and say, there's nothing we can do about it. It's shameful, isn't it? Yeah, it's un-American and it's un-Christian, first and foremost. Again, 5:13 of Matthew. Read it when you get a moment. Let me show you this really quick. Yesterday, I was going to get to this. I seen a flag. I had posted it on... where are you at? There you go. I'm pulling it up so you can all see it on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Before it's news. And here it is. That's what popped up. It says, happy pride, a rainbow. Put that up against Genesis 9:12. Red heart, orange heart, yellow heart, question mark, then a blue heart, then a purple heart, and then this advocate for an abominable lifestyle says, love is the law. Let me go through this really quick just so you can all understand. First of all, Scripture tells us what? Matthew 22:37, it tells us that we're to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. If we're going to love the Lord with our heart, mind, soul, and strength, we're going to obey the first tablet. That's the first five inscripted laws in the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, also Romans 13, okay? And what's interesting is then we are to love our neighbors as ourself. This is the second part of the tablet. So if I'm going to love my neighbor as myself and doing unto others as I'd have them do unto me, that is the law and the prophets. That is the fulfilling of the law, which is love. Okay. But what happens if I reject that love? Well, then you're going to receive the judgment because you refuse to accept the sacrifice, which is the heart of God, which is Jesus Christ crucified on Calvary for me and you. So let me put it this way. What does the law do? It shows me my sin. It detects and grace conquers, right? But just talking of the law, Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. When I use the law of God to show you that you've broken it into 1,000 pieces, what does it do? It shows you and gives you a knowledge of your sin. And once you have a knowledge of your sin in knowing that you violated God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, what does it do? It drives me to the foot of the cross where I can do no more. Why? Because I cannot save myself. When we're at Calvary, what do we see? We see Jesus taking the sins of us upon himself. Upon him was laid the iniquity. Okay? Isaiah 53, verse 5. That was the judgment that belonged to us. Jesus took it for us, okay? That's why we, out of gratitude towards the Lord for paying the ultimate price as the propitiation of the sins that we were guilty of, he took them upon himself, and he reconciled us back unto the Lord, and we live unto him. And thereby, upon repentance, we receive the Holy Ghost and bear forth fruits under the Holy Ghost to the glory of Christ. John 15:8, that one's second to this one first. I was thinking of 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. Put those in order, okay? I'm just saying it the way somebody needs to hear it, folks. That's it, nothing more, nothing less. But now what I want to do is I want to go over and show you that is what the sodomites have refused. And so what do? They say, well, love fulfills the law. Yes, but put it into context, okay? So last week, I saw someone who had posted the pride flag, as I just said. Remember, pride goeth before destruction, Proverbs 16:18. And what it said is, love is the law, and of course not realizing that the rainbow that the Lord gave to his people as a covenant was given after he destroyed man for the very sins for which the sodomites of today are advocating for. That is called daring the justice of God. Also read Jude 1:7. Sodom and Gomorrah were set forth as examples to them that should afterwards live ungodly. So these people are taking the covenant and they're cherry-picking scripture and removing everything that appertains to the cross of Jesus Christ. They're removing it and they're saying, look at all that applies to us. No, that's what the devil does. He misconstrues. He misspeaks. He lies. He adds. He takes away. Okay? And that's exactly what this whole movement does. They're an abomination. The Lord said, God is love, right? And the Lord said, the God that is love, said that sodomy is an abomination. It is not a sin. It's an abomination. Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, and 31 other references condemning that lifestyle. Not as sin, but as what? An abomination. Now listen, yes, the love fulfills the law. Romans 13:10. Yet what these abominable promulgators, broadcasters, seem to overlook in their biblical illiteracy condemns the very lifestyles for which they advocate. We are again to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Okay? That's the first tablet, as I said. And the second table is to be where we love our neighbor as ourselves, which is found in Exodus 20:13-17. And if you look at Matthew 22:37-40, on these two commandments hang the law and the prophets. Now, Jesus did not come to abrogate or to do away with the law. He came to fulfill. Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Okay? Now, this love, of course, is that which has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, Romans 5:5. Everything's from him, friends. Therefore, those who are born again, John 3:3, will love what God loves and hate what he hates. Read Psalm 97:10. It's exactly what it says. I want people to understand this. Sin is moral, not physical. So what do I mean by that? I mean that you have a choice to commit the act of sin or not to commit the act of sin. Okay? Hey, folks, we all have a dispensation where we make choices and judgment calls every day. But whatever we take in, we're choosing to make the choice to do it. Put it up against Deuteronomy 30:19 and Romans 6:16. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? That's what the Bible says. But we've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. That's right. And so who works holiness in us? Titus 3:5, the Holy Ghost does. He renews us and he regenerates us, okay? So when I say that those that have a choice to commit the act of sin or commit the act not to sin, well, that's right. They're making judgment calls all day. But what I want you to know is never fall into the error that moral inability will be an excuse for sin by saying that they were born this way or they just can't help themselves. Hey, folks, Scripture tells us in Psalm 51:5, King David, you know, the man after God's own heart, we're all born in iniquity, and we all need a Savior for our sins. And furthermore, the message is you must be born again applies to every single one of us. The message of repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand applies to every single one of us. Why the special pass? Why do they want a permission slip to say, well, I can't help myself? Hey, folks, you've heard this before. I can't help myself when I lie. I can't help myself when I steal. I can't help myself if I commit adultery. Are you kidding me? But this is the argument that they want to take on. They want you to take it on with them. They want you to pretend with them is what they want. Okay? So those who look to remove the law, which exposes and condemns the sinner, are thereby creating a God to suit their sins. Now, this God of theirs is a figment of their imagination and does not scripturally exist. 20:4 of Exodus. This is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is another gospel that is bringing a curse upon the nation if received. That's right. Galatians 1:8. So therefore, the inspired writer of 2/3 of the New Testament stated, Paul, and not rather as we are slanderously reported and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come. Well, that's what the homosexuals want you to do. That's what the sodomites want you to do. And what did Paul say right after that in Romans 3:8? Whose damnation is just. How is it that we don't see that? I mean, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? Breaking God's law, that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin, because we repented of it, also go to Ephesians 2:1, live any longer therein it? So here's the conclusion. It is not the sin that goes to hell. Rather, it is those who choose to remain in their sins. Romans 8:24. Talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.